Part 2. You will hear the chairman of Stanthorpe Twinning Association, which organises the link between Stanthorpe in England and a town in France, talking to members about the year's events. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
It's great to see so many members of the Twinning Association here tonight. Since the twinning link between our two towns, Stanthorpe here in England and Melat in France, was established, the relationship between the towns has gone from strength to strength. Last month, 25 members of the association from Stanthorpe spent a weekend in Melat. Our hosts had arranged a great programme. We learned how cheese is produced in the region and had the chance to taste the products. The theme park trip had to be cancelled, but we all had a great time on the final boat trip down the river. That was the real highlight. This is a special year for the association because it's 25 years since we were founded. In Melat, they're planning to mark this by building a footbridge in the municipal park. We've been discussing what to do here, and we've decided to plant a poplar tree in the museum gardens. We considered buying a garden seat to put there, but the authorities weren't happy with that idea. In terms of fundraising to support our activities, we've done very well. Our pancake evening was well attended and made record profits. And everyone enjoyed the demonstration of French cookery, which was nearly as successful. Numbers for our film show were limited because of the venue, so we're looking for somewhere bigger next year. We're looking forward to welcoming our French visitors here next week, and I know that many of you here will be hosting individuals or families. The coach from France will arrive at 5 p.m. on Friday. Don't try to do too much that first evening, as they'll be tired, so have dinner in the house or garden rather than eating out. The weather looks as if it'll be okay, so you might like to plan a barbecue. Then, the next morning's market day in town, and that's always a good place to stroll round. On Saturday evening, we'll all meet up at the football club, where once again we'll have Toby Sharp and his band performing English and Scottish country songs. Toby will already be well known to many of you, as last year he organised our special quiz night and presented the prizes.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, on Sunday, we'll be taking our visitors to Farley House. You may not all be familiar with it, so here's a map to help you. You can see the car park at the bottom of the map. There's an excellent farm shop in the grounds where our visitors can buy local produce It's in the old stables, which is the first building you come to. They're built round a courtyard, and the shop's in the far corner on the left. There's also a small cafe on the right as you go in. I know that one or two of our visitors may not be all that mobile. The main entrance to the house has a lot of steps, so you might want to use the disabled entry. This is on the far side of the house from the car park. Children will probably be most interested in the adventure playground. That's at the northern end of the larger lake, in a bend on the path that leads to the lake. There's lots for children to do there. There are a number of lovely gardens near the house. The kitchen gardens are rectangular and surrounded by a wall. They're to the northeast of the house, quite near the smaller lake. They're still in use and have a great collection of fruit and vegetables. The Temple of the Four Winds is a bit more of a walk, but it's worth it. Take the path from the car park and go past the western sides of the stables and the house. Then, when the path forks, take the right-hand path. Go up there with the woods on your left, and the temple is right at the end. There are great views over the whole area. Okay, so that's...
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.